Why can music make us feel so good? Most of us can probably recall instances when listening to a particular piece of music, of whatever genre, lifted up our spirit, made us feel unexpectedly happy, and may also have aroused in us a sense of awe, an awakening of previously buried emotionally charged experiences, and even physical chills up our spine. And although we may enjoy listening to or playing or singing thousands of other pieces of music, this particular selection always touches us in a special way. Why does this happen? A speculative answer is that perhaps this piece of music holds some deeply buried emotional connections for us, but recent hard science points to a one-word answer: dopamine. When we satisfy our physical desires to eat, sleep, or reproduce, activities critical for human survival, our brain releases dopamine, a common neurotransmitter. It's the feel-good neurochemical involved when we experience pleasure and reward. As it happens, a recent study which was conducted in 2017 by researchers at McGill University found that this same chemical is released when listening to music. Which can make you wonder, is it possible that music is a core function in our brains, and that we are wired to process and understand music, even though it's not typically considered necessary for survival? For the study, the researchers used a combination of techniques: PET, positron emission tomography, and fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, to scan the brains of the participants as they listened to music over the course of 3 sessions. These participants consistently responded the same way when listening to music, regardless of the listening environment. In addition, they completed a questionnaire in which they rated how pleasurable they found the music. The PET scan showed the researchers that dopamine was released in the striatum, a part of the forebrain activated by reward and motivation, during peak moments of emotional arousal when listening to music, producing chills in the participants. The fMRI scan helped show a distinct difference in the timing and structures involved. The caudate was active when anticipating the peak emotional arousal, and the nucleus accumbens was more involved when actually experiencing the peak emotion. In layperson's terms, when we first anticipate and then actually experience a pleasurable response while listening to music, our brain reacts in distinct and specific ways to release the feel-good chemical dopamine. From an academic standpoint, this is a fascinating study. According to the researchers, this may be the first study to show that an abstract reward, such as listening to music, releases dopamine, which until now has been associated only with tangible rewards. We've traditionally considered abstract rewards to be processed on a more cognitive level, but this study shows that our ancient reward circuits can be involved. Additionally, it points to a shared neural network involving tangible and abstract rewards. We already know that skills such as speech production use shared neural networks to those used to sing. This study shows a similar relationship, demonstrating the shared neural circuitry involving how our reward circuits process both tangible and abstract rewards. So when you experience positive emotions while listening to music and you feel those chills up your spine, your ancient reward circuits are flooding your brain with a chemical designed to make you feel good. And if you want to test your own dopamine levels with respect to music, you can listen to Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings by clicking on the link provided below, following the postlude. This piece was rated at the very top of the researcher's shortlist for chill-inducing music.